Welcome to CFUV 101.9 FM. My name is Sarah Solman, and this is your daily rundown of current events happening in Victoria's Middle Eastern community. The Lebanese Canadian Society of British Columbia is holding a virtual fundraiser for the victims of the Beirut explosion. The fundraiser, which began on October 11th and will conclude on December 15th, will direct all proceeds to Beit al-Baraka, a registered non-government organization in Lebanon. Many fundraisers were held around the time of the explosion on October 4th. Initially, the Lebanese Canadian Society of British Columbia wanted to send support in the form of supplies. Due to infrastructure being destroyed in the explosion, there were concerns over whether their efforts would be received. After some planning, taking into account COVID-19, they decided to hold a virtual fundraiser. Carla Zarife, president of the Lebanese Canadian Society of British Columbia, explains that support for disaster relief can wane as time passes when long-term support is vital to the recovery of the community.
Part of the reason for that one is everybody's so excited, gung-ho about doing change when the incident and the event happened. But then a lot of people forget about it. So there was over 300,000 people that lost their homes. So that's going to take a while to rebuild. The winter months are coming right now. It's getting colder. So we wanted to make sure that we ended up doing something, because this is a long-term, they're going to need long-term help. It's not something that let's just spend 1 month and it's done. It's a long-term buildup.
Mm-hmm. Through members of their community, they connected with the organization Beit al-Baraka, a non-government organization dedicated to providing basic needs and rights to families in Lebanon. In their choice to work with Beit al-Baraka, Zarife states that the Lebanese Canadian Society of British Columbia was looking for an organization that would provide widespread relief to the people of Lebanon.
There's a lot of NGOs that are doing good work over there. I think what part of it was a lot of people wanted to do some of the feedback that I got, that people were picking certain organizations, but they weren't necessarily NGOs. And those people were targeting certain areas or certain people, and that's not what we wanted. So we figured Beit al-Baraka is targeting all across, and it's a Lebanon-based charity and takes care of the instant and long-term ways of helping people in need across Lebanon. So
the funds raised will go towards medical aid, food assistance, and housing. The fundraiser will also include a draw for a chance to win prizes for all who donate. With less than a month to go until the virtual fundraiser ends, the Lebanese Canadian Society of British Columbia is hoping to get the word out to the public.
Once spread the word, as I said, any little bit helps. We do understand people are at tough times right now, even in Canada with work and all. So we're hoping to make this a long-term goal for the society. We've always raised some funds, and we're hoping to continue to do so. But it's just different circumstances right now with COVID. We just have to get creative with it.
You've been listening to CFUV 101.9 FM's Daily Middle Eastern News with Sarah Solman. This project is funded by Canadian Heritage and the Community Radio Fund of Canada as part of their local journalism initiative. To hear more stories, visit canada-info.ca.